right. City Council meeting for Tuesday, September 16th, 2025 is called to order. Invocation, Pastor Jerry Jones, Central Church, Orange Beach, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm looking forward to Freedom Fest this weekend. Yes, very thankful for that, very thankful for a community that celebrates that. But I'd be remiss to say that our country right now needs a lot of prayer. We have a lot of things we can celebrate, but we do need prayer. And so at this moment, I we pray for this, but I'd also like to just pray for our country. So join me in praying. Father, we come before you. We thank you again for the freedoms that we all enjoy. And Lord, as our country mourns, as many people are searching for answers, Lord, we know that the answer is in you. And we turn to you, God. Father, we pray for wisdom for this group right here. Lord, help us to lead in a way, Lord, that glorifies you. Father, there'll be disagreements. Lord, we'll get angry at one another. But I pray that this city right here would be an example to others about how to lead and to serve well. Father, we pray that you continue to protect us. And I pray, Lord, give us strength to be a place where others can come and that they know, Lord, they will be protected. Father, we pray for this weekend. We thank you again for the celebration of Freedom Fest. We just pray that your presence would be there. We pray, Lord, that, again, hearts would be turned to you, that our nation would turn to you. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson is absent. Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Considering a motion, tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes, a regular meeting committee of the whole, 8/19/25. No objections. Reading the minutes will be waived. Corrections of the minutes. If there's no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Announcements.
Mayor, like Jared said, we have Freedom Fest this weekend, and also, and I think we're still looking for volunteers, is that correct? And Coastal Cleanup. We have Coastal Cleanup this weekend, and I know for sure we're looking for volunteers. I believe the main start out point's gonna be down at Boggy Point, is that correct, Philip?
And Wind and Water.
And Wind and Water, great. So, got a lot of things happening this weekend. Freedom Fest and Coastal Cleanup, and that's all I got.
Anybody else? Anything else? Mm-hmm. Moving on to accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in swift supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have a proclamation this month and Constitution Week. The City of Orange Beach and all citizens are asked to reaffirm the ideals held by the framers of the American Constitution, 1787, by diligently protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through the guardian of our liberties, remembering that lost rights may never be regained. Constitution Week. Resolution awarding the bid for the construction of a fire training center, Roy Lewis Construction. $1,941,800 per unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting a proposal from Civic Center Design Services, Say, and Litchfield.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to new business, miscellaneous approving of a restaurant retail liquor license application by the Bell LLC for the Belly at 4725 Main Street, Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution approving the appointment of Farrah Wang, PLLC, and Berger Montague, PC, as special counsel to represent City of Orange Beach in the prosecution of legal claims against producers of shale and their co-conspirators.
Move to adopt a resolution.
Second.
I don't know who this is or what they're doing, and I have no idea if it's a scam.
I don't know enough about it to tell
Jamie said she could research more, find out what else is going on, and we could table it if y'all would like to do that and come back to it when she has more information.
That would be probably.
What I've read about it, I was going to be a no, so I appreciate you looking into it, Jamie.
I move to table.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to table approved. Moving to resolution approving the appointment. Resolution authorizing the purchase of furniture for the Parks and Recs office. Sourcewell is $47,978.60.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of law enforcement data access agreement with Biometrica Systems for the Police Department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of maintenance agreement. IPS Power Systems Citywide Generator Maintenance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to public hearings. Public hearing for an appeal by Shore Thing Golf Carts LLC of a business license denial. So do we have a presentation? Do we do this as we would any other public hearing? Or do we, who's going to present? Do you want to present where we, explain why we're where we are?
Ford Hanley, City Administrator. Basically, where we are today is the council needs to, the council has denied the business application for Shore Thing Golf Carts. Currently, our ordinance does not allow any new rentals in Orange Beach. So this is the opportunity for the applicant has the ability to appeal that decision, which they have done. So from the city side, that's basically my presentation.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
I don't have the ability to approve it as it currently stands.
So, but it currently violates our ordinance.
That's correct.
This would be essentially a waiving of the ordinance for this special situation.
We would need to change our ordinance if we allowed that. Okay. I believe that's
so
correct.
In other words, this is not a one-time thing. If we voted yes, you would have to change the ordinance.
Correct.
Okay.
Happy to answer any other questions.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Ford?
I don't have any questions.
All right. Applicant?
Applicant.
Mm-hmm. Please come on up.
Thank you.
Name and address and talk to us.
Good evening, council members. My name is Randall M. Rickard, 26881 2nd Street, Orange Beach. My son Matthew is here. I'm on the deed also, but he's making the mortgage payments. My background is 30 years with the city of Pensacola, retired in 2016, law enforcement, and my son's background is aerospace and engineering. If you don't mind, I'd like to go through a quick timeline about how this all evolved. I'm not here to point fingers. I'm not here to make anybody angry. I'm not angry, but we went through the process. We were approved. The city took our money, and then we were denied. And all we wanted was a home occupation license to rent two golf carts just for the east end of Canal area. And what it specifies is nobody comes to your house. Nobody, no business at home. It's all internet-based. They call for a cart, we deliver, and we pick up. No business at the house whatsoever. But Earlier this summer, we were trying to think of something, just to, some boat money. We like to fish. And we applied with the state, got our business license. On June 13th, we received our federal ID number under the Shore Thing Golf Carts LLC. We read the ordinance, 2024-1487, the original ordinance on golf carts. On June 20th, my son Matthew submitted a home occupation application and general business license and tax application with the city. On June 27th, the city received the payment for the business license and tax license, and a receipt was sent to us via email. So we thought we were good to go. I then purchased two golf carts, $20,000 worth of golf carts, thinking we'd have a little business going on the side. A couple days later, Ms. Renee called us and said it was a mistake. And took your money and referenced the ordinance, the new amended ordinance. So we got a refund check from the city on August the 1st, sent to us by mail. So we went back, did some research, reread the ordinance, and then I found that the new ordinance was amended, or there was an amended ordinance on October 1st. One sentence on the back page, which pretty much covers it, which apparently we missed, and Mr. Griffith missed too, because he approved everything. Mr. Griffith reviewed it on June 27th. He approved the license, the home occupation license, signed off on it, said that we were good to go, gave us a list of things we couldn't do as a rental from the house. Two carts only, one's out of sight, the trailer's underneath the carport. No business done at the house. So we thought we were good to go. And then I read the amended ordinance, and on page two, bear with me. Page two says licenses for the rental of recreation vehicles should be granted only to businesses in operation prior to enacting the day of the ordinance. Boom. I was wrong. We made a mistake. And obviously, Mr. Griffin made a mistake too. And obviously, the city made a mistake by taking our money, and I did spend, you know, some money on the golf carts. So, like I said, I'm not here to point fingers. I'm not here to be mad. You know, we live and play here like everybody else. We boat on the weekends. I took a 20-mile bike trip on your beautiful trail this morning, and I'm here to tell you I ran into more bicyclists about to run me over and off the trail than I do out here on my golf cart. You know, we go to the grocery store, we go to eat, we go entertain, we do everything on the golf cart. So I'm a little confused, and I guess, you know, I'm just wondering why it was passed in the first place, especially with a law enforcement background. I would think that I would want my tourists, I would want my residents to be traveling down this multi-purpose path rather than be on the road. And I have yet to see where the public safety issue is. You know, somebody may tell me differently. Yes, you're gonna have some accidents on golf carts. You're gonna have more out here on the road, and I fight these boaters every weekend. You know, I hear on these rental pontoons, my God, where do they find these people? So, I just want some clarity and just understand, you know, where we're at and why it was done. Of course, my neighborhood, there was something on a website, OBA website, that gave our address, or didn't give our address, Washington. The city council is going to look at, you know, this guy opening up this business. Of course, my whole neighborhood went nuts, thinking I'm going to have neon signs out there and cars parked in the yard. And that's so far from the truth. We just want to, you know, we just want to tap in on this market. I call it the top three, top four. They got a monopoly on golf carts in this area, a monopoly. And it's so they can just have as many carts as they want, and they can, you know, rent them all they want. All I want to do is rent two. That's it. Just tap into a little bit of, you know, East Canal. That's all. But I really appreciate y'all's time. I appreciate what you do. I spent 30 years in government. I know what you're going through. This is petty, but it means a lot to us. And there were some mistakes made on both sides. And I'm just hoping we can resolve this in a reasonable way.
Why did we allow the business license? Was it while we were in the middle of between Committee of the Whole and voting on it? Is that what happened?
Well, the business license process goes through several different departments to seek approval, and there were multiple mistakes made during that process, which we have gone back and relooked at. So okay. I understand the frustration on the applicant's side of that, which is why we refunded the money. But again, at the time, the finance department, with the current layout of the ordinance as it sits today, as the finance director or the finance department, however you want to look at it, does not have the authority to approve such a license as it stands.
Right,
today.
I'm just trying to find out if we made a mistake.
Yes.
The
applicant is 100% correct. Okay. I mean, we made a mistake. It should have, in the opening part of when that application came to us, it should have been denied immediately.
Okay, so the issue at hand for me is the $20,000 you invested in the cards. I don't see us letting any more rentals go. I don't see that happening, and especially in a neighborhood. I may be wrong on that. I don't see that happening. I would think that every rental from here on out, I'd just assume them all go away, because you made my point for me when you talked about the boats out there. Rentals do nothing but create us grief. Same thing on the golf cart paths. They do not understand the etiquette. They do not stand. They're all over the place. They create grief. My grief is that you spent $20,000 based on a decision we made. Now, maybe I'm wrong on that. Shed light on that if I'm wrong.
Mayor, if I could clarify, the ordinance that we're operating under was passed October 1st or went into effect October 1st of 24. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ricard filed his application for business license in June of 25.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got you. I'm talking about this October.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
We're not there yet.
We're not
there.
Oh, I understand.
Next month.
Okay. What?
This is September.
September 16th. Sir, this ordinance passed last year,
yes,
okay,
sir.
And you filed in June, correct?
That's correct.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you.
That's correct.
I still have some sympathy and empathy. I've been down this road many times. If I get something from the city that says I am approved, I don't go looking for reasons I'm not approved. It says I'm approved.
Right.
And then if I go spend money based on that approval, I have empathy for you in that. That's an issue for me, but I don't know how to fix that.
Right.
Except that you could probably make money on your golf carts in this town. But I get your grief, and I hate that happened. I do think everybody here, I mean, we make mistakes, but hopefully they're few and far between.
Okay.
I understand your grief with the purchase and the investment. But as far as rentals go across the city, I would hope that we are all on the same page, that we're trying to eliminate rentals except for what exists now and are in brick and mortar business zones. I would have a hard time running anything out of the house.
Right. And that's probably what we'll end up trying to do is brick and mortar sales, maybe go a different direction. Like I said before, it's a big market. And these new homes are being built, especially with this new path from Oso to the wharf, everybody's going to want a golf cart.
Yeah. But you're running the exact same problems that we do with cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does the infrastructure handle the number of golf carts now we're putting on the road? We got over 3,000 registered, and I bet you we got, I don't know how many more that aren't registered. And you see this constantly, and we hear it constantly, and the etiquette between bikers, runners, mm-hmm. and golf carts. So for us, while it does, your point is well taken if it takes cars off the road, but at the same time, it creates another whole set of problems.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know. I apologize that this happened and that you made an investment, and I hope you can recoup it. Does anybody else got anything they want to add?
Well,
I don't know how to fix
when
it.
I know that you said, Mr. Rickard, that they got a monopoly on them, that what businesses are here. I want you to know something. We're not here to help monopolize businesses or anything like that. So that's not what the ordinance is for. We currently have this summer doing operators from Fort Morgan doing exactly what you're doing and hiring a young kid, picking them up and delivering them in here in our city. Mm-hmm. We've got film. We have documentation of that, you know. And it's I know what you said. Everything's internet-based. But you're saying you're just going to run a trailer and a truck and then go pick them up and then deliver them in town, and you've purchased the two. So I'm just kind of, you've already purchased two. So where are you going to store them, and what was your intent?
Well, you can have two on your property according to the city rules.
Sure.
Two carts on your property.
Yeah, residential.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Residential owners.
Right. And that was part of what Mr. Griffith sent me.
I got you.
Two, but no business at the house. Be no business at the house.
Right.
Be pickup and delivery only. So yeah. I'll end up having to sell the carts.
But you said you're not going to pick up and deliver in your neighborhood. But you bought two golf carts, so you are correct. You got to put your trailer up underneath the carport. You said
that's if he was allowed to.
If I was allowed to. Yeah.
Once to get a business license.
Once the approval process started, I purchased two carts.
I got you.
I thought we were good to go.
And I apologize. I apologize that that happened.
But we will catch the folks that are coming into our town without a business license. Mm-hmm. We will catch them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will.
When we first started coming here, and we stayed, brought our motorhome in, guys had called this guy, and there are people doing that here.
Oh, and we know.
Oh, yeah.
We do. But we'll catch
up. I've seen the film, and I actually know one of the gentlemen that was doing it and told him he needs to stop. He needs to stop.
Point of clarification.
He said it was just a summer job. I said, I don't care. You're breaking the law.
Right.
So
I don't know who said it, but someone said that in a home that you could have two residential golf carts per lot. Is that the wording in the ordinance, residential? You hear, Griffin?
Yes.
Residential.
Residential, yeah. I had talked with them, and they said that they were all I have to.
No, I know what I'm saying. If it's residential, that's not a rental.
That's my point.
You see what I'm saying? If it says residential, that's for your ownership and your use. Right. It's not for rent.
No.
I just want to make sure we get that straight in that ordinance as well, what that means. But I empathize with you. I do.
I appreciate it.
I just don't know how to fix it.
I do.
I don't know how to fix it.
I do, too, that you purchased those. And
that's okay. I mean, I can sell them. I just wanted to clarify some things because the neighbors were talking, and I just wanted to come here and clarify and try to get some answers. And I appreciate your time, and I really appreciate what you do. I've been through many city councils in 30 years.
Well, this is our job, so this is what we do.
So two things. It's not going to ease your pain a whole lot, but on a monopoly, we had a situation with pontoon rentals where the state allowed people to operate a business out of the boat ramps, and there was a window that two people were able to run out of those before we were able to stop that window. One of the guys is here, and the other one is still operating, and now they can only operate out of the ICW. So it's a similar situation. I will tell you the intent, and it goes back years ago when we said there will be no short-term rentals in neighborhoods, because if you protect your neighborhood, you protect your city. And so the intent here is, if we allow you to operate two golf carts out of your house, what says we don't allow somebody to operate two pontoon boats?
True.
And when you have to repair that golf cart and you're banging on it and beating brakes, and if everybody in the neighborhood was doing it, there is a line for us to draw. It says we have to protect the sanctity of the neighborhoods. It has nothing to do with you. I wish we could give you the license. I empathize with you because I've had some similar situations on boats, and the boat rentals come exactly the same place I rented boats. So I understand exactly where you're coming from there. And we don't allow that either. We don't allow people to repaint their dolphin boats in their yard because it turns it into a business. And so if we don't draw the line, then we just don't really have a line. And I apologize for it.
We'll go down another avenue, try to figure something out.
I really appreciate you coming and telling us your story and sharing with us what happened. And I do apologize that we messed up on you in the beginning. And I hope you can understand why we have some of the reasons for doing things.
I do understand. I appreciate you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That's hard.
And so basically this next motion is just to either uphold or not the business license. Yeah, but everything, because the motion has to be in the positive.
In the positive.
Yeah, it's okay, made to grant.
Okay, I'll move to grant the business license for Shore Thing Golf Carts.
Second.
Is this for unanimous consent?
No.
Mm-mm. We got to make, hold on.
No, it's not an ordinance, so we can either roll call. Or
I'm skipping down. I got you.
So you just said it has to be in the affirmative.
Motion to grant.
Now you would vote nay.
So you want us to grant positive.
So if you're for giving the business license, you say yes. And if you're against the business license, which means denying it, you say no.
So this does not go to a unanimous consent. This is just straight up. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor? Any
nay.
Opposed?
Nay.
No.
Okay, motion is denied. Again, thank you.
Thank you for being here tonight and explaining that.
All right, first reading, ordinance amending chapter 30, article 10, Isles of Perdido, of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Orange Beach to modify references to Walker Island to align with updated geographical information.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
To adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Call the committee of the whole meeting to order Tuesday, September 16th, 25. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson is absent. Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes. Special called, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 9-2-25. Move forward for review. The miscellaneous discussed Christmas lighting quotes. Y'all have questions on Christmas lighting?
Oh, yes. So the quote was attached, and he got it at $29,725
mm-hmm.
to do the school, Fire Station 3, Performing Arts Center, Library, Senior Center, and they're donating the museum. So if everyone's good with that, and then we'll have to buy separately another $4,000 worth of lights and
to add on to
yes,
cover those.
Yes,
I'm good with that.
I am so good with that.
Yep.
He really did do us a good piece.
He
did.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Discuss sponsorship request for the ice skating rink at the wharf.
No. Sit down. Mayor, if you would you call Mr. Bibby up to the microphone?
Let the Inquisition begin.
Sir, this fella tried to.
I did have a write-in vote, and I think he had a bigger racer than there during the election. So, yes, sir. What do you want, Councilman Silvers?
Why would we be sponsoring the ice skating rink, Mr. Bibby?
For public support and for getting your name out.
So, actually, marketing, and we cannot be just sponsoring. we have to have some type of an agreement, mutual agreement.
There is a mutual
exposure agreement. To the city of Orange Beach. I'm not finished yet,
sir. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
City of Orange Beach.
We have a size 11 shoe that you can wear, and we'll get a picture of you.
That'll work.
Okay.
And how much is this sponsorship for? I'm not finished.
It's like $1,000.
$1,000.
No, it's $5,000, sir.
$5,000, okay. $5,000.
And you're going to promote Orange Beach, huh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Like you always do, correct?
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
No more further questions, Mayor. You can be seated, Mr. Bibby.
Mr. Bibby.
Is he a friend of yours, Jim?
Sir.
Is he a friend of yours?
You need new friends. I think this is a wonderful partnership. All of the kids in the school system love going ice skating at the beach. So I thank you. Thank you for offering us this opportunity.
Anybody else, please?
It's budgeted.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
We knew that for
so
thank you.
How many weeks, Jim? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
No, it's like from October the 8th, or November the 18th to January.
Oh.
It's about
6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, don't we start the Christmas lights right at Thanksgiving about that time?
We do.
We do
the tree lighting.
The holiday tree. Yes, sir. That's great. Oh, it's a great partnership. Yeah.
So the Christmas lights and the sponsorship technically do not have to be resolutions of any sort. So we'll just move forward since everyone seems to be in approval of that. So we'll just move forward with issuing POs and getting.
Sounds great to me.
All up to Mr. Silvers.
I'm looking forward to it. Sir?
All up to you.
I'm good with it. Okay. Let's move forward.
Thank you,
Mr. Bibby, for being here.
Jeff Silver told me earlier he would help put the rink together. So why don't you just give him a buzz? So.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Oh, you have my number.
I do.
You're welcome.
Resolution authorizing submittal, fiscal year 26, Land and Water Conservation Fund grant application. Resolution appointing Michael A. Dassinger, Municipal Court Judge for City of Orange Beach for another term.
Great.
Any questions? I can honestly say I have not had a single complaint.
I was going to say, I haven't had a call.
Not a single complaint.
No, I haven't either. I think he's doing a fine job. I have attended, not as much as I normally do when Buddy Bracken is, but I have attended some court hearings just to observe. Just to observe, Mr. Bibby. Just to observe. I did one time come to your court, thank you. But yes, let's move forward with Mike.
Ordinance set a public hearing date. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the Wharf PUD minor modification, the Wharf Ice Rink temporary sales area, 10-7-25. Y'all good with that?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
You good with that? So that'll be a permanent modification. Okay. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to add? Comments, questions, thoughts? Okay, if not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thanks, everybody, for attending.
Good.